If you lived in Pakistan and were a Christian, what would life be like for you? Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, this is Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin. Our guest is Sadaf from Pakistan. He's a dear servant of the Lord who's sharing about some of the struggles and difficulties Christians have living in a suppressed land where they're in the extreme minority.
It's always nice to visit with friends, and right now we're visiting with our brother from Pakistan. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to be with you.
Now, we hear that it's very difficult to be a Christian in Pakistan and to worship. And can you just give us a little background on how the Christian community gets together and how they manage to worship?
It's very difficult for Christians in Pakistan to get together. They are not allowed to evangelize very openly. They are not allowed to worship openly. So we get together inside the houses, or we are only allowed to worship within the boundaries of the church. And the people of Pakistan, they are able to access the broadcast transmissions in secret place inside their houses. So this is the facility. From there, they can listen to the truth, which they are unable to listen to openly or from some other sources.
Now, if somebody approaches a Christian there and says, "You're different. You seem to be happy. There seems to be this joy within you." Can they share what that joy is?
Yes, sometimes we do share our joy, but we also have to be careful what we talk about, because if we speak anything that can offend any Muslim brother or any Muslim person, it can be a problem to the Christian.
You were explaining that the community has to be separate, so you're not integrated within the city itself? Or how is your living situation?
Most of the Christians, they live outside the cities. They live in towns and colonies and in communities outside the cities. So I relate them to the lepers of the first century in Jesus' days. So the situation is worse for them. They are not able to get any jobs, but the garbage man jobs, they only get these jobs. I don't say that this is something bad, that they get only this work, but they are stigmatized with this work. No Muslim is able to apply for garbage man job. These are specially kept for the Christians. So the situation is difficult for the Christians, and there should be something done for them in this regard.
Now, the news tells us that persecution is on the rise, particularly toward Christians. Are you finding that to be the case?
Yes. I have worked with the persecuted Christians in Pakistan for about 15 years, and the persecution is on the rise. It's correct. And as far as I see, that the persecution has gone extreme to the level that some fundamentalists or extremists from Pakistan, they are demanding that the sections from the Bible should be removed which are in conflict with Quran. So anything said against Islam or Muslims is punishable with death sentence. And this persecution and blasphemy law especially, they are being used as weapon against Christians to steal their property, to rape the women, and to stir up emotions.
And what is the price to be paid if they're caught, if someone is caught sharing their faith?
We have seen people killed. That is the extreme price one can pay to be a Christian in some of the most extremist countries in the world. We have lost our friends, we have lost our family members, and it's very painful. The ultimate cost for evangelizing or spreading the truth in Pakistan can cost us death.
You know, when we look at the scriptures and we look at somebody like Abraham, there is a common bond that we have with Muslims and Christians. Are there any ways that there is a compatible alliance through looking at God's people through Abraham?
Yes, we are encouraging. We have some good Muslim friends as well. We are encouraging them to come on one page, and they are also with us in this idea. So we are working on reconciliation. We are working on peace. We are working on tolerance. And to some extent, this is working out in liberal class of the major community in the mainstream.
That probably speaks to my question that I had, which was, you would think from the price to be paid, as you were talking about, and how difficult it is to live this life, that the Christian community would be shrinking. Do you see it shrinking, or do you see it growing, or is it stable?
Well, Pakistan came into being in 1947, and back then we had 25% of minorities in Pakistan. But because of the persecution and because of the inhumane behavior from the mainstream of the society, many of the minority people, Christians and other minorities, they have left Pakistan and settled into some other countries. And now we have only 1.5% Christians in Pakistan and 1% other minorities. So there are hardly 2 or 3% remained back in Pakistan now. So most of them, they have left the countries and settled in some other parts of the world.
A sobering account of life as a Christian under persecution. In fact, Pakistan is rated near the very top as the fifth worst country on Open Doors World Watch list of 50 countries where Christian persecution is most severe.
Yes. And we'll return to our talk with Brother Sadaf in just a moment. We'd like to remind you that you're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. You can friend us on Facebook or post a picture on Instagram or tweet us on Twitter.
Also, you can email us at connect2richandbobby@gmail.com or write to us at Connections, P.O. Box 1610, Alameda, California, 94501. Now, let's return to our visit with Brother Sadaf, as he continues to share about life in Pakistan as a Christian.
Radio seems to be so important, radio and the internet, that these are ways that people in countries like that can have fellowship, actually, with other Christians in a safe way, perhaps, and also be able to listen to teaching in a safe way. Would you talk a little bit about how you see the importance of radio and the internet?
Yeah, radio and internet is very safe and very secured mean of communication, especially with those believers and brethren who are living in persecuted world. And it has impacted lives as well. So this is a very important tool, which is a very important means to get to the believers in countries like Pakistan and other parts of the world.
Now, here we are in the United States. You've come from an area where being a Christian is not as free as it is here in this country. What is your impression of the freedoms that we have here and your impression of how people here in the United States take their religion and their walk of faith?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I believe that it's about 1 year for me here in the States, and I have seen people, they have taken some of the liberties for granted. They have taken much of the freedom for granted, and they have slipped away from the true path. Persecution is not okay, is not right thing, but I believe that this is a good thing as well, in a sense that God has put persecution on our heads as a test to our faith. And it helps us to relate our sufferings with what Christ suffered for us. And I also believe that this is a love of God. He touches us with His love, and He refines us in a way that I sometimes say that persecution is a thing on us, that if we can do it in a time of persecutions and tribulations, we can do it any time.
Now, what about you? How did the Lord touch your heart?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I say that if I had not listened to other ministries through internet or radio stations, I would have not known the truth. So this is my testimony as well, that I came to know about truth through internet and through radio stations. The church in Pakistan, the believers in Pakistan were unfamiliar, they were unknown to the truth 10 years ago when we didn't have internet and radio access in Pakistan. And believers from the Western countries, they are coming up with a message of gospel, with a message of truth, which was unknown to us. We only knew how holy it was to read from the Bible. We didn't know what was the message from the Bible.
Now, do you have a word of challenge or a word of comfort that you would like to share with our audience about where you've come from and how you're here in the United States, and a challenge for those that might be listening about their walk with the Lord and their concern for their brothers and sisters in other parts of the world?
Yes, there are many challenges. The enemy is at work and he wants to detract us. He wants to divide us. He wants to drag us into lies and unfaithful things to the Lord. The biggest challenge to the Christian life is faith in Christ, and the facilities and the opportunities that we get, we should avail them, and we should be in Christ all the time. So that's our biggest challenge, I believe.
We have listeners tuning in from all over. What would be some prayer requests that you would have for them to lift up our brothers and sisters there in Pakistan?
Yes, I have a prayer request from the brothers and believers in the States and other parts of the world where church is free. So I basically define churches into two groups. One is persecuted church and the other is church in free land. I believe that we are one body of Christ, and God is able, and he uses both of these churches, persecuted church and the church in the free world, in unique and powerful ways. I believe that we can join with the persecuted church through prayers, through fellowship, and through raising our voices for them. So that's my only request from the brethren in the free world, that we unite with the church in persecuted world, and we pray about them, and we pray that they stay strong through this all persecution.
Yes, and to remember our brothers and sisters in places like Pakistan, as 1 Corinthians 12, verse 26 says, "And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it." So as we have requested of all of you to pray, I'd like to have you join us now as we pray for Brother Sadaf and those who are being persecuted in Pakistan and in all parts of the world.
Yes.
So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, our hearts cry out to you for all those who are being persecuted for your name in Pakistan and throughout the world. May they be strengthened by your Spirit, enabling them to remember that even through these deep and dark valley situations, that you are there, that you have not abandoned them, as you have promised to never leave us nor forsake us. We also lift up our brother Sadaf. Give him strength, courage, and much wisdom in his work for you. Amen.
Amen. Now, if this program has helped to keep you informed about God's people and our walk with them, we encourage you to subscribe. A new feature is available each week. Also, you can friend us on Facebook at Connections with Rich and Bobby, or post a picture on Instagram, or tweet us on Twitter.
Yes. You can also contact us by email at connect2richandbobby, Bobby spelt with an I, at gmail.com. Or write to us at Connections, P.O. Box 1610, that's 1610, Alameda, California, 94501. This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1, verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So we thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.